One, two, three, four. That's it? Four? I thought this was supposed to be like a prestigious sorority. I know that means it's more exclusive, but like, there should have been more, right? Ugh, I don't even know how I'm going to keep things under control if there's only four of them. Maybe I should talk to the headmaster about letting me bring in some help. Who the fuck is that? I thought everyone was here. The new pledges aren't supposed to be here until tomorrow. I don't know who this is. And they're only just noticing me? Do these girls have the attention span of fucking gnats? What are they even doing here? One of them even looks like her tits are popping out of her shirt. I've got special needs that need to be addressed, and they're just standing here swapping spit. How fucking irresponsible can they be? Who are you? It's Stacy, I answered, hardly able to handle the disrespect. They clearly haven't made any fucking attempts to cater to my needs. This door is so small I can't walk through it, and the temperature in this place is so fucking hot I had to pull my tits out so I wouldn't sweat through my goddamn jacket. Stacy, who? One of them asked. The one in the white top with the long straight hair. Even if this wasn't nearly enough people, I was already looking forward to making use of these four and was having trouble deciding. So it's a good thing she spoke up and decided to make it clear how fucking stupid she was. She's first. Your sorority's newest member, I said, rolling my eyes dismissively as I stepped in and shut the door behind me. I could hear gasps of surprise when the girls saw both how fucking huge I am in comparison to their tiny-ass forms, as well as my naked tits. One of them even couldn't take her eyes off my tits. The little fucking perv. So I suppose this could be worse. They already seem like they're going to be devoted enough to handle what's required. I don't know who you are, the girl in the red and white dress said, slowly taking her eyes up and down my huge ass. But like, new pledges aren't supposed to show up until tomorrow, and why aren't you wearing a shirt? Why aren't you wearing a shirt? I repeated, hardly able to believe the stupid question I'd just heard. I swear, if I hadn't already decided on the blonde in the pure white dress, I'd have changed my mind then and there. Because it's fucking hot, that's why, I finally answered, turning around to walk into the door. The girls gasped again, and I could see that all of them had their eyes focused on my pussy. Of course they did. Everyone gawked at my pussy, like it's my fault that I need to keep it exposed so I can be pleased at all times. I thought this was supposed to be a more accepting place, but I guess that doesn't apply to people as hot as I am. Anyway, you, I continued, looking down at the girl in white as I brushed aside the one who'd just spoken to me. The little blonde's head bounced off my tits, but I paid her no mind as I was ready to make use of the reason I'd come in. I had a long fucking walk here. I'm tired, and haven't come in like 10 fucking minutes, so I'm going to need you girls to help me out.
What the fuck?
All the protests stopped the moment I turned around and slammed my ass into the face of the blonde in white. The one who dared shit talk me when I was just trying to walk in. She yelped in surprise, falling all over herself while the other girls gasped at what they'd just seen. They really should learn to handle themselves better, otherwise I could get hungrier than I already am, and that would really make them gasp. With a quiet thud, the girl in white dropped to the ground. I was so focused on her I'd hardly even noticed that I'd knocked aside the other girl who'd said something to me in the process, which was enough to make me smile. I kind of wanted to rub her face into my pussy while the rest of them watched and learned what happened to anyone who was rude, but I could hold off. For now. I need you to eat my fucking pussy, bitch.
What?
Really? How much more fucking obvious can I be? I asked before dropping my ass straight onto the girl underneath me. My tits bounced wildly on top of my chest from the movement, and I felt that same fulfilling, familiar sensation of a head popping into my pussy. It was nice, but it obviously wasn't going to be enough. We were just getting started. It should have been clear as soon as I stepped through the door, I began, pushing my left foot forward so I could keep the other girl who'd fallen over onto the floor. When I walk into a room, the first question everyone should ask is, "How can we serve you today, Stacy?" The other girls seemed surprised at how brazenly I'd just popped one of their sisters' heads into my bare pussy. You'd think they'd never been around someone who needed assistance. You can't just sit on her. If she didn't want to be sat on, she shouldn't have had her pretty little face so close to my pussy. I scoffed, unimpressed with how absurd these so-called university students were handling this. I mean, really, they're never going to make it anywhere in life if this is the sort of thing that trips them up. But before I can scold them about that, there's a problem. No, try as I might to enjoy the girl who's supposed to be servicing me, it doesn't seem she got the memo. Oh, sure, she's screaming her lungs out while her head is inside of me, but that's not enough. That should have been obvious. Why would that ever be enough? Hey, I said, looking at the other three girls. What's the deal? Has she never eaten a pussy before? She's not even using her tongue. You can't just... I'm calling for... Whatever. She wasn't worth it anyway. Once again, the other three little idiots didn't seem to realize what was going on. I mean, to me, it was obvious. I needed to get my pussy pleasured to climax. Fast. If I didn't get that, then my pussy got hungry. And if I had a hungry pussy, then there was only one way to rectify that. It's really fucking simple, and yet some people still don't get it. When my pussy is hungry, I feed it. When I feed it enough, I climax. When I'm pleased, I'm not hungry. You break one link in that fucking cycle, and it needs to be addressed as soon as possible. But I guess I'll have to explain this. Ugh, for like the 1,000th time this week. I told her to eat my pussy. She's not eating my pussy, so my pussy is eating her. I explained, grabbing the woman by the leg and lifting her for better leverage. She's pathetically light in my grip, and if not for the fact that I'd break every bone in her body doing so, I'd like to just shove her straight into my pussy wholesale. But I've learned my lesson. I have to take things a little more slowly. That's what makes me so smart. And the rest of these girls so stupid, apparently. No, I just explained what's happening to them, but they just stare and start to scream. Whatever. I already had the girl inside of me up to her shoulders, and she's screaming so loud that she can still be heard. So I go ahead and ram her inside of me until she's halfway down her chest. Ooh, that's nice. Oh my god, you can't do that! The girl in the black dress screeched, rushing forward. I'd hoped she was going to drop to her knees to start servicing me so I could finish faster, but no such luck. Instead, she grabbed hold of her little friend's leg and tried to pull her back out using what little strength she had. I had a few options at this point. I could have ignored her pleas and kept pushing my fresh snack inside. That would have been hysterical, and she'd probably keep screaming and crying the whole way. I could have also been more violent. I could feel the leg in my grip begin to creak from how I was bending it. And it would have been a spectacular sight to the level of fight I was already getting if I just bent it backwards to get her inside of me all the way. Tempting, but I just wanted to get this over with. I've done this hundreds of times before. People are so predictable. Why do you care? I asked, letting go of the girl fully halfway up my pussy. You can't just... You can't! As expected, the girl in the black went positively bananas. As soon as I moved my hand out of the way, she rushed forward, bringing her even closer to me as she tried to grab hold of the girl's leg for better leverage. All typical stupid reactions. Ugh, you're not helping, I said, shoving aside the girl and back while cupping my hand around the other's pussy. With one strong shove, I can feel a nice shiver go through my body, and even more of her body casually slides inside of me. To the point where the only thing left outside is her wildly kicking legs, desperate for someone to grab hold of them. No! The woman in black screamed, instantly falling to her knees after I'd thrown her off balance. I've seen it before. You let someone try to grab hold of their friend or loved one, or whoever I'm shoving up my pussy, and they instantly lose balance when I push them aside. Maybe it wouldn't work if everyone else wasn't so fucking weak. And maybe if they weren't so fucking weak, they'd be able to do a better job at worshipping my goddamn pussy. Don't move, bitch, I ordered, and arched myself from my sitting position. It gives me more leverage on the girl halfway up inside of me, while allowing me easy claim to my next victim. I'd wanted it to be the girl in the red skirt, but things rarely turn out as planned. Kinda like how I wouldn't be eating the sorority sisters in the first place if they had. It's real fucking simple. Worship my pussy, keep me satisfied, bring me to climax a couple dozen times a day and I don't have to eat anyone. But no, they can't do anything right. Whatever. With a thunderous boom, I plop my ass back onto the ground and feel the tingling sensation of the girl in black getting her head trapped underneath it. She should be thankful. I've had so many guys and girls alike try to sneak a quick squeeze of my ass. And here I am, giving it to her for free. And that was after she'd been disobedient. I don't think I can get more fucking generous than that. I'm calling for help. Ooh. I forgot about the other two in the room. It's not like I'm scared of the cops or anything. A few stupid little bullets aren't going to hurt me. Bringing security here wouldn't be an impossible situation to get out of, but resolving it could take hours. And I can't have that. I'd probably get so hungry I'd fucking waste away, turn into a skeleton before everyone's very eyes. With the first girl already so far up my pussy I no longer have to help her along with my hands, I turn to the girl in the yoga pants who seems to realize almost instantly that she's got my full attention. I don't fucking think so, I said simply, pulling my right leg to the side. Sometimes I can hardly believe how fucking small everyone is next to me. I've been taking good care of myself, but my calf is still as big as this girl's entire upper body. Swinging my leg into her is like a battering ram, and she's launched backwards like a fucking bullet, only to crash into the desk she was standing next to. She's lucky I was holding back. I'm pretty sure I could knock down fucking concrete walls if I actually tried. It's hard being so strong sometimes. Everything in this world just can't fucking handle me. The girl in the yoga pants falls to the ground, groaning in pain. She starts by clutching her back before trying to catch her breath. Big fucking whoop. I didn't break anything. She should stop fucking crying. At least, I don't think I broke anything. Whatever, who cares if I did? It'll just be more motivation to get her to eat my pussy when her turn is up. Anyway, where were we? I began, wiggling my ass atop the girl in black who was now beating her fists against my giant ass. Her tiny hands sank into my pants as she did so, and I had to commend her. If she'd use that kind of effort between my legs instead of underneath them, she'd probably be a great pussy eater. A bit too late to save her friend, but whatever. What worth does a subpar pussy eater have to the rest of the world? I was doing everyone a favor by culling her from the gene pool. I don't have to use my hands to get her the rest of the way in. It's pretty much just the calf down. Her hands are beating my inside so frantically, though. Sure, she chooses now to get good at this. A bit late for that, sweetie. It really does feel nice, though. A moan slips from between my legs, and I grab the girl's feet to push her inside more. Soon as my hands touch her feet, though, she begins to kick with what little mobility she has left, and her shoes pop right off. I run my thumb along her sole for a moment, and I guess she's ticklish, since that sends a fresh wave of movement through her entire body. I moaned. I could have drawn this out further and seen how far this tickling tactic would get me. But coming is secondary to my main goal, avoiding the hunger from bubbling up inside of me. So she had to go, and go she did. With a meaty slurp, her feet disappeared from view entirely, and I could feel her movements begin to die down inside of me. See, that's the worst part of all this. While it can be invigorating to feed people to my pussy and feel their final moments, they never lasted long. The brief moments of pleasure I got out of swallowing her just meant I needed someone to replace her. Well? I asked the last girl standing. The one in the red skirt who'd talked back earlier as well. What are you waiting for? What? She asked, taking a step back. Stop gawking and start worshipping my pussy. I said matter-of-factly. My cunt is your god now, and you'd better start acting like it. Unless you like what you see, you little fucking pevert. Do you want to be ass fat? Maybe you'd like to be part of these tits that put your little mosquito bites to shame? You'd probably be more useful that way, but I'm in a giving mood. Just get between my legs and get me off. She responded by spinning in place and grabbing the door's handle. Ugh, seriously, I asked, standing up. As I did so, the girl in black suddenly gasped for air, coughing and hacking her lungs out as she lay on her back, greedily gulping what she'd been denied while under my ass. The girl in the skirt said nothing. She simply swung the door open and made a run for it. I don't know why. I may have a couple hundred pounds of tits and ass on me, but that doesn't mean I'm slow. I've got a stride that would put anyone else to shame. I used to be part of my last university's track and field team. I was so fast. I mean, until the entire team stopped existing, that is. I suppose what I'm trying to say is it's fucking trivial for me to catch up to her. She swings the door open, and before she can even take a single step, I have my fingers wrapped around her upper body. I shove her back inside and move to the door to make sure it's closed again. I was as gentle as I could possibly be, but the girl screams like she just had every bone broken in her body. At this point, I'm glad I closed the fucking door. There's no one else in the house right now, a fact I noticed while coming here, so it's not like anyone's going to hear her. Do you fucking mind? I asked, narrowing my eyes as the door was once again shut and looked down to the girl in the skirt. What did you do? Where's...
Shh!
I interrupted, wrapping my fingers around her head. Her eyes immediately bulged out of her head, probably from feeling the strength in my fingers, but she stops the screaming in an instant and looks up at me with fear-filled eyes. Not really sure why. Her friend was worthless, and I'm not going to swallow her with my pussy. At least, not yet. I mean, if she does a bad job, then maybe, but that's such a defeatist fucking attitude to have. She's not going to go anywhere in life if she approaches things like this. Now, to answer your stupid question, I said, dropping back to the floor in front of the door. It's easier this way. I've broken too many door handles trying to lock doors, and getting those replaced is always so noisy.
I ate her.
You what? Inside voice, I whispered, giving the top of her head a firm squeeze. She immediately yelped in surprise and locked her eyes on my pussy as I began to spread my legs in front of her. I mean, my pussy ate her. If you want to be technical, I guess. I gobbled her up with my voracious fucking cunt. She's probably already halfway to becoming more fat on my ass, which is fine and better than what she deserves. But that doesn't have to happen to you, I explained, missing her hair while speaking to her like she was a puppy. Now, let's start this over from the beginning, I continued, arching my back as I could feel a warm tingle begin to go through me. I was right. That first stupid idiot I'd already eaten was well on her way to fueling more of my perfect form. It won't be long now until the effects are visible. And in front of everyone else. That'll teach them better. It should have been fucking obvious by now, but I guess you girls got into this school by cheating or something, I began, rolling my eyes at how clueless they were. You're going to eat my pussy now. If you don't, then my pussy will eat you. Does that make sense? Or do I have to demonstrate again? The girl in the red skirt nodded her head and dropped to her knees. Nah. I think she still wasn't getting it. Something about the way she looked at my pussy like she was expecting her little friend to come back out and tell her everything was fine. I don't know if she was naive, stupid, or just desperate. She's gone, I said flatly, as the other two girls began to recover and watch me themselves. But you'll see what became of her in just a second, I finished, feeling my nipples begin to tingle as the warmth inside of me quickly turned into a raging inferno. And with a sudden electric shock, I felt it. I grew. See, it's not so bad, I said, while the other three girls just gasped in shock. She did such a good job feeding me, and that's the best thing, like, percent of the population could ever hope for. But I believe in you girls. You can just eat my fucking pussy like all my servants back home, and I won't have to do the same to you. You can't just... I gasped and felt another growth spurt hit. This one took me by surprise. Something like one out every 50 people I ever eat give me two growth spurts. This one's a lot more noticeable since I'm leaning up against the door, as I'm now so big that my head grazes the top of the frame. My tits jiggle, the door behind me creaks, and my already tight pants grow even tighter around me. Ooh, that was a surprise. Anyway, are you going to get to work? The girl in the skirt looked at me again, saw how much bigger I'd just gotten, and then looked at my pussy. Ugh, look, I'm not waiting much longer. Either you get down there or... I'm going! She shouted and moved her head between my legs. I could feel her breath against my pussy as she got closer and gasped at how nice it felt. I suppose after countless orgasms from even more countless people, it was strange to do it in an entirely new place. Away from home and inside of a room for people not even half my size. It's enough to, make me a little hungry. Move faster, I ordered, biting my bottom lip. I can feel myself getting a little hungry already, but you can make it all go away. Wait, so you're saying if she makes you come, then you'll just leave us alone? Wow, way to kill the fucking mood. This isn't a fucking Q&A session, and what a stupid fucking question. Yeah, duh, I said, barely able to hide my annoyance. That little distraction was enough to fucking annoy me, and she just made things harder for her stupid-ass friend. But why? How does that... Stop asking stupid fucking questions, I shouted, reaching an arm forward and grabbing her by the head. Less talking, more pussy eating, I ordered. I wasn't going to just let her grill me while I was trying to fucking come. I didn't have to take anything from her. She was going to eat my pussy along with her other two friends, or they were all going to go inside of me. It's so fucking simple. Why do I have to keep explaining this to fucking everyone? Don't hurt her. Ugh, really? Do you have to kill the mood like that? I asked, rolling my eyes in disappointment. Seriously, I've had... I don't know how many women like to serve time between my legs. It's not a hard job. At least, I don't think it is. I've never masturbated before. I'm not a pervert, after all, but a lot of people have eaten me out over the years, and I know how easy it is for me to get off. But all I fucking hear, day in and day out. I don't want to eat your pussy, Stacy. Or my tongue is tired, Stacy. Why are you always so fucking horny, Stacy? Or please stop eating my loved ones, Stacy. I have a fucking condition. I'm sorry, the girl screamed as I grabbed her by the ankle and dragged her to me. I was going to let them eat me out one at a time so they could rest and take turns. But fuck it. They were all going to do this at once. A battle fucking royale. Best pussy eater walks out. And the losers move on to a better place. That being inside of me. They should make a movie about this. For at least a second, I was wondering what the best way to handle this was. It wasn't every day that I got to have three girls at once lying on the ground between my legs. I could do whatever the fuck I wanted to them. They didn't even all have to eat me. I could push the other two into my tits and have them work me over there to reach a climax faster. But I wouldn't. I'm a smart girl. I work efficiently, and my interest in these girls is purely utilitarian. So, whatever method got my pussy filled fastest is the one I'd be most interested in taking. That meant the girl in black who was trying to pull her leg out of my fingers was still going to be the one to go inside of me. She could hardly believe what was happening as I was easily able to overpower and pull her closer to my pussy. But that was her own fault. Why would she ever think she could escape from me? Did she not see how big I was? Of course I was going to be way, way stronger. I suppose it still had its benefits, though. Seeing her struggle so violently may not have helped her any, but the other two girls certainly didn't appreciate it. Nobody ever said you had to be smart to join a sorority, and I guess seeing one of their friends already make their way inside of me wasn't enough. A second occupant would definitely help to teach the lesson far more effectively than I could through words alone. "Are you ready?" I asked, running my fingers along the length of the girl in black's legs once more. She trembled at the feeling, which felt rather nice inside of me, but I knew something that would feel a lot nicer. Exhaling softly, I took a breath and pulled my hands away. The other two just stared for a moment as I'd only stuffed the ends of the girl's feet into my pussy. Then, with a sudden jerking movement, her feet vanished from view. My nipples stiffened slightly, and the girls gasped in fear. Finally, they were getting it. Seeing it happen a second time was enough to remind them. At least I hoped. "What are you doing?" "Really?" "Help! Make her stop!" the girl in black screamed, gripping tightly onto the shoulder of the girl in the red skirt. Her little friend looked at her with glistening eyes, not sure what to do, even though I feel like I've told them all a dozen times over what they should be doing. "Whatever. Are any of you losers ever going to eat me out?" I asked, concentrating and flexing my insides. With the sudden movement, the girl who was already hanging halfway out yelped and slipped further inside of me. The sudden jolt made her let go of her friend, moving both of her hands to my gigantic thighs in an effort to slow her descent. I wiggled my hips from side to side, showing her how effortlessly I could drag her around using just my pussy. From the knees down, she was utterly helpless, and that should have been a hint that maybe, just maybe, there was a way out of this that would... Oh, who am I kidding? It's too late. There reaches a point in every encounter like this where my patience runs dry. I tried telling them over and over and over that they just have to situate themselves between my legs and service my pussy in order for things to be good and squared away between all of us. My pants even have a hole in them for easy access. But they just couldn't listen. And now, I can't hold back anymore. If I go too long without getting my pussy worshipped, I start to get taken over by another urge. A deep hunger bubbles up inside of me, demanding to be addressed. A feeling that gets stronger the longer I try to ignore it. If I get a constant string of orgasms, then, honestly, I'll be fine. Riding a nearly never-ending wave of pleasure is enough to keep that under control. But if that need goes unaddressed for too long, it starts to gnaw at me. It's a vicious cycle. I need to have an orgasm, but that isn't getting fulfilled. So I start to consume people with my pussy to satiate that hunger. And as a bonus, eating people turns me on, which helps me to reach that orgasm faster. It's a win-win. Except, eating someone doesn't actually help that much. It does speed things up, sure, but I tend to go through anywhere from a half dozen to 20 people in a single sitting if I get so hungry that it overrides my need to be pleasured. And with there having been only four girls in this room to begin with... "Stop! We'll do what you say, just..." "Less talking, more servicing," I said flatly. "It won't make a difference, but if they're already doomed, then I might as well get as much enjoyment out of them while they're still around. There's a whole college full of people I can interact with after this. What's one sorority?" The girl in the red skirt isn't lying either. She lunges forward, nearly placing her own ass on top of the girl halfway up my pussy. She latches onto my clit like a leech, and I slobbers all over it like it's the tastiest thing she's ever experienced. It's enough to make my body quiver, and I can feel my excitement building again. "Finally," I said, rolling my eyes. "One of you fucking gets it." But I'm already halfway to finishing someone else off. Her fate's been sealed. I'm kind of tempted to taunt them and let them know that this is their fault for wasting so much time. It would be a learning experience, and they could have gotten away with only half of them being swallowed. Oh well, not my problem. I grab the girl in the red skirt by the back of her head and push her into my pussy further. She yelps in surprise and starts to wriggle before the feeling my pussy quivering is enough to set her at ease. She thinks she's really making a difference and that she'll get out of here in one piece. Too bad that's because I just slipped another few inches of her little friend up my pussy. "She's still eating me! Stop her!" Red skirt girl screams in surprise, but she can't really do much about it. Her head is fully trapped against my pussy, and she can't possibly break away from just one of my hands. She probably would have noticed that her friend was still moving even if it wasn't for the outburst, as she had her head situated between the other girl's legs. Just sliding across the floor is probably enough to feel, and let her know that despite all her progress, she's not going to make it. "Pull me out! Save me!" She's already most of the way inside of me, but she really, really does not want to get eaten. I thought she would have accepted her fate by now, but she reaches an arm out to her friend, who wastes no time grabbing it. Yoga Pants Girl closes her fingers tight around her friend's hand and immediately begins to pull back. It's nice. I love a little bit of resistance when swallowing live prey, because it's so much fun to crush that bit of hope out of them, to snuff the hope and feeling of accomplishment out from under their nose. A fresh wave of pleasure runs through me as the girl in the skirt is now sobbing, still trying to break her head free from her prison. But she's stuck fast, not going anywhere. Not like her friend. The one in black almost instantly loses her grip and is sucked even further inside. I can't help but bite my bottom lip at the sensation, and it's utterly surreal to feel a low, rumbling moan travel through the entire room as the pleasure begins to fill me. Things like this aren't something I normally get to feel. Back home, everything is built to my scale. A room made for me isn't going to shake and rumble when I walk on the floor. I'm not going to rip hinges off of doors trying to walk into a room, and I certainly won't be able to knock things off of shelves just by moaning. At least not without growing a lot, which I'm usually able to keep under control at home. I have or had so many servants ready and willing at all times to keep me pleased. The fact that this prestigious university can't even provide me with that much has me wondering why I bothered coming at all. "Go faster. She's going to eat me." "Going to?" I asked, honestly puzzled at the sentiment. "Sweetie, I already have." The woman's body lurched forward again, and her head vanished from view. She was now fully inside of me. But I waited. A second later, an arm popped out of my pussy. This happened all the time. Someone in their final moments, desperate to avoid being swallowed, would make a last-ditch effort to save themselves. My heart fluttered as I saw her hand grab hold of her friend in the skirt's elbow, and I wondered if she would drag her inside along with her. I'd seen it happen before. It's so wonderfully perverse to see someone unwittingly sentence their significant other to a quick demise inside of me as they were so desperate to save themselves. It's enough to make my hips buck, bashing my pussy into the face of the girl I held fast to it. "Oh, come on," I groaned, as the girl lost her grip almost as quickly as she had it and began to vanish from view entirely. "No, don't eat her," the one in yoga pants screeched in a tone that was honestly grating to my ears. Her friend in the skirt just sobbed even more loudly, her tears beginning to moisten my pussy, but not in a particularly enjoyable way as they were particularly salty. "Sorry, your little friend just wasn't good enough," I said, clenching my teeth together as the feeling of another fully grown woman sliding up my pussy filled me. I wanted to sit there and bask in the feeling, but once again my body proved to be a fickle mistress. Only a few seconds after vanishing from view, I could feel her begin to fade. Those lovely screams, the fierce kicking, the terrified screams, all began to slow and eventually stopped altogether. "They never last long enough," I muttered, wishing I could do something about this stupid fucking problem. I longed for a world where I didn't have to be kept satisfied like this at nearly every waking minute. How lovely it would be to wake up, shove a man or woman up my pussy, and enjoy them for hours at a time, so I could try to live something resembling a normal life. Or at least as normal as a 15-foot-tall woman could ever live. Nope. Make that 20. I suppose I shouldn't complain. For all the problems I have with my needs, it's at least a handicap that is extremely enjoyable. Eating people with my pussy is a wonderful experience, and effortlessly overpowering near anyone in my life who could ever try to deny me anything I want is a powerful motivator. I never want this to end. "Oh, that didn't last long at all," I whined, keeping the girl in the skirt pressed against my pussy. "She's eating your pussy now, just like you asked. You don't have to..." "Oh, that's the problem," I interrupted, tempted to muss the hair of the girl in the yoga pants. "I do have to. She's just not doing a good enough job. A flick of my wrist is all it takes to shove the head of the girl in the skirt between my lips. In the few seconds since my last snack, I had already missed the feeling of fullness that came with eating someone, and it was so wonderful to have it back I felt I could orgasm on the spot, but grinding my way to an orgasm is a slow, tiring affair. Although these four are wriggling so violently inside of me, I'm beginning to think that maybe, just maybe, four will be enough, just this once. "Stop, you said you wouldn't." "Keep pulling," I whispered, my throat feeling parched as the shrill screams from the head up my pussy produced a lovely vibrating sensation. The girl in the skirt's arms and legs thrashed about violently in the hopes of finding some way to slow down the inevitable, and her friend even tried to pull her back out by the hand. "Fucking... really?" I panted, hardly able to believe it was over that quickly. I'd asked the girl to try and resist me longer, to pull back and make sure that I got to enjoy her for as long as possible. But she was so weak she lost her grip almost immediately, and in the blink of an eye I felt the familiar sensation of a skirt move between my lips. "If you grab her now, you might be able to save her," I continued, feeling my heart race. Taunting someone with the fate of their loved ones was a powerful aphrodisiac, which was useful as I was a very, very powerful woman. The girl in the yoga pants, though, must not have been feeling it. I guess I went a little too hard on her and must have broken her spirit. Her wailing and sobbing friend moved further inside of my pussy, and she made little more than a cursory reach for her heels to try and pull back out. "Fuck you." She didn't say anything. I grabbed hold of the foot sticking out of me and gave it a firm shove. I stuffed in the leg of the girl in the skirt to move her into me faster, which must have not felt great for her because she screamed really loud. That seemed to wake up her friend, whose eyes went wide as the horrid, muffled sounds echoed around the suddenly quiet room as she lunged for the foot in my hand. Shame she had to be subjected to something like that to wake up, though. Well, it's not like I would have spared her anyway. Moreover, this one was feisty. I guess breaking a limb right as she was moving into me must have really sent her adrenaline pumping. The feeling of fullness was amplified a dozen times over by the angry, dying moments of a girl who in no way deserved such a cruel fate. "She's really got a set of lungs on her, doesn't she?" I asked, feeling more moisture begin to coat my pussy as an orgasm was fast approaching. I was close enough now that this girl could probably finish me off without getting eaten. But why reward such insubordination? "Are you ready to go up my pussy too?" She broke down and began to cry. She really didn't want to be eaten by me, which is a shame because I really wanted to eat her. Luckily, she couldn't stop me from doing what I wanted. "I'll be your slave! I'll do anything you want! Just don't do this!" she screamed as I wrapped my hand around one of her knees. Her other foot began to kick wildly, attacking my clit for all she was worth. The sensation caught me off guard, and I nearly felt myself come then and there. But just as it so often did, a climax evaded me. The girl's next kick landed square into my pussy, and a simple clench of my muscles kept her leg in position. She was going to go down the same way all of her friends had. "There's only one thing I want, I'm afraid," I said, looking past my gigantic tits to the girl sticking out of me. The dominance I so casually exerted onto her was inching me closer and closer to that orgasm. The one that would finally solve all my problems. At least for, like, an hour or two. "Please, Becky, don't eat me up. Did you just call me Becky?" I asked, wondering how she got that confused. "It's Stacy," I spat, having to resist the urge to crush her head into pulp between my fingers as I pushed her into me even further. Honestly. First, they don't understand how to eat me out for what felt like hours, and then she goes and forgets my name? Fuck this sorority. I can. I will do better. "Now you," I retorted, realizing I never got her name. "Just be a good little snack and..." I couldn't finish the sentence. She was the strongest fighter of the group by far. Maybe it came from watching three of her friends go before her. Maybe she was just the fittest of the group and exercised regularly. Whatever the cause, she fought and kicked more violently than any other, desperate to avoid the inevitable. And if there's one thing I love, it's a good deal of resistance. Something to overpower, crush, defeat, and eventually swallow with my all-powerful cunt. "You won't get away with this!" she screamed right before her head vanished from view entirely. "Shut up, bitch! You're cunt food!" I shouted as her fighting limbs finally did what I'd been waiting for. They pushed me over the edge. The orgasm that had been building up inside of me from the time I'd started swallowing that first bitch had reached its climax, and I was here for it. Just like all the others. She stuck a hand out of my pussy, desperate to cling to my fingers and pull herself out. But unlike all the others, with a climax came powerful, gut-wrenching clenches of my pussy. every single part of me tensed up, and as the warming sensation of coming passed over me, I heard more than felt my final snack expire. The meaty crunch echoed through the room as my pussy so thoroughly overpowered the girl that she didn't even get to fade away inside of me as her friends had. She was simply crushed to death by the strength of my pussy. I hadn't even tried to do anything extra with it. I wanted to do it again, but I should probably pace myself. Exhaling, the warmth began to travel to my extremities. I clung to my thighs tightly, enjoying the feel of their warmth. My toes clenched inside of my heels, and I could feel myself begin to shrink back to normal, but then I stopped. Confused, I stood back up and measured myself against the door. I had to crouch to get in here earlier, but now I was so big that it was at about the same height as my ass. And I could barely fit my ass through that doorway at the same time. It was an amazing sight, one that filled me with a burning sense of excitement, but one that I also knew would present me with new challenges. I sighed, realizing this could be my new normal. It happens from time to time, leaving me bigger than I was before, which was how I got to the size I was when I first walked in here. I lay down on the floor and sighed. That turned out better than I could have possibly expected, though now it meant that I was this sorority's only occupant. So much for making new friends at college, I said idly, running a hand over my colossal tits and feeling their new weight in my palms. I guess I can consider this sorority house my home away from home at least. I thought about what this would mean going forward. It would be a much faster walk from here to get back to class, but I would need some more servants to come by here to make the necessary accommodations for me. And with a sudden start, I remembered something. Something I'd heard when I first walked into the room. That bitch said there was supposed to be new pledges coming by tomorrow, I whispered, wondering if I could conscript them to take care of things for me instead of bringing the help from back home. The thought was enticing, and I rubbed a circle over my pussy as I considered it. I'd need some more snacks to tide me over until tomorrow, though,